This is an Equity Bates Media podcast.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I will say this about investing. Everything you do learn is cumulative. What I learned at 20 is useful.
Welcome to another episode of Equity Mates, a podcast where we follow our journey of investing. We break down the world of investing from beginning to dividend so that you can hopefully make some returns. My name is Bryce, and as always, I'm joined by my equity buddy, Ren. How's it going, bro?
I'm very good, Bryce. Now, I know I said I would stop saying I'm excited for this episode, but I've got to say it this time, I am very excited for this episode because this is a new thing for the Equity Mates team. We've got a new show.
We do have a new show, Ren. So this is a bit of a bonus special episode. We're excited to continue with the plans that we let everyone know when we recently did our episode on celebrating the fact that we were both full-time, and we did mention that we had a few new shows about to launch. So it is with great excitement that we welcome Adam and Thomas Kiley to the show, brothers, who will be launching Comedian vs. Economist. Gents, welcome.
Thank you. Good to be here.
G'day.
I'm actually, I'm really relieved that Ren is excited because I really don't want to be on the first episode where he isn't excited.
Let me tell you how excited I am. I've actually cracked out the blanket and I'm recording under the blanket. I only crack it out when I'm very excited about an episode.
Oh man, I'm flattered. We're flattered, really.
So yeah, we're looking forward to exploring a little bit about the show, but we do want to get a bit of information and background on the two of you. You are brothers, and the show, appropriately titled Comedian vs. Economist, which we can get into, I guess, now. So, Adam, maybe we start with you. Give us a little bit of a background of who you are. Are you the comedian? Are you the economist? Are you neither? And let's start with that.
Yeah, cool. So, well, I guess we can definitely rule out me being the economist. So I guess by default, that makes me the comedian in this relationship. I live in Adelaide. I started out in comedy probably 10 years ago, I think, 2007 maybe. I did a raw comedy competition, went on to be the national finalist there, and then been doing a bunch of shows at the Adelaide Fringe and various other gigs around the country, I suppose. So had a bit of a stint on commercial radio here in Adelaide on SAFM and Triple M. And I also have a side hustle as a cybersecurity specialist, which I do for about 40 hours a week. So that little side hustle tends to pay the bills more so than the comedy. But yeah, it's good fun.
Nice. And now you're turning to podcasting as another side hustle.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, just following those rivers of gold that were laid down in the comedy world led me here to podcasting. So, yeah, Tom and I started, as everyone did during COVID, we started our own little podcast because I had a bunch of questions about money that I needed to ask Thomas. And given that he is a money type, I thought he was the guy to ask. So we decided to essentially record those questions and make it into a podcast. And that's when we saw you guys reaching out for another show, and we thought, yeah, we might be a good fit. So here we are.
So you obviously didn't see the you didn't see that ABC ad that they did that was strongly advising everyone not to start podcasts in COVID.
Yeah, I don't want to say it was directly targeted at our show, but it was released like literally 3 days after we dropped the first episode. And I just got inundated with messages on Facebook and whatever, just going, hey, did you see this? Saw your new podcast. Check out this little video. It's like, yeah, righto.
So, Thomas, Adam's teed you up there a little bit, calling you the money type. So can you tell us a little bit about you?
I don't know what his real title is.
Yeah, a little bit about yourself and how you came to be the money type of the two brothers.
I'm an economist. I started at the Adelaide Fringe Economics Festival. Did a couple
of shows. Just as popular as the comedy festival I hear.
Yeah, it's building. Yeah, it's a bit niche at the moment. But
rave reviews from the person that went.
Yeah, so I studied economics at the University of Queensland and then did 6 years at the RBA in the economics department.
So slow down with the jargon there, Tomo.
So the Reserve Bank of Australia, Australia's central bank. Come on, your listeners all know about the RBA. It's just Adam that doesn't. So did 6 years there in the economic group and then, been freelancing sort of since then. And then when Adam called me up and had all these questions about what he should do with his home loan and interest rates and stuff when COVID hit and the bottom fell out of the stock market, we started having these conversations and I was like, well, and he's like, oh, I've got mates who would be interested in this. And I was like, well, why don't we just record it? And then you can just ask me some questions and then share it with them. And then he's like, well, that's a podcast. And I'm like, all right, let's do a podcast then. Yeah. So that's sort of our angle. And Adam's always been the funny guy. You probably sort of start to pick up. And he has a good sense of the ridiculous is what we always think. And yeah. My job is just to have a bit of a thick skin and just cop some gags.
Yeah, when we first met you both and sent out the call out to our community to see if there were anyone keen to start a podcast, we had a few initial ideas. But when we first met you both, I think the dynamic between you two was great, and we couldn't sort of stop laughing. So very much looking forward to seeing what comes.
But no pressure.
Economics sure is funny, yeah. Bryce.
So let's build out a little bit on what the show is going to be about. It is obviously called Comedian versus Economist. And Thomas, you did mention there, that Adam was asking you a bunch of questions during COVID. But I mean, more broadly speaking, what are you trying to achieve with this show?
I think one of my personal agendas with it is demystifying a lot of the economics. And economics has always been this thing where people feel it has this huge sway in society that it seems to influence politics, it influences markets, it influences the kind of services that the public sector provides. And it has this sort of huge impact, but people feel that they can't penetrate it, that these numbers come up or these economic arguments come up that politicians make, and it's sort of like, well, I don't know what they're talking about. They're talking economics, so it's out of my field now. And I think economics isn't as complex as all that. There is a bit of jargon. There's a sort of a few moving pieces and that fit together in a kind of a complex way, but with a bit of a sustained attention and a bit of a guide, perhaps you can kind of get a handle on it, I think. And that's what I'm excited to sort of offer people is a handle on how the economy works, how it influences the kind of things that their day-to-day reality and also their markets if they're investors, and give people a bit of that bigger picture.
Nice one. And then Adam, from your perspective, what are you hoping to get out of the show?
Look, I'm just an attention seeker and I heard you guys had a big audience, so... So that's why I'm here.
Well, you were hoping to sell out your next comedy show.
Yeah, that's right. Don't get me wrong. As Tom said, I've got investments now. I'm like a proper grown up these days. I've got a home loan and savings and all that sort of stuff. And so, I think for me, as Tom said, this is how it all started. Me wanting to know more about not just what stocks to buy, but I guess what moves the markets. What's kind of what's driving all these markets? Like it just baffles me that the sort of markets can kind of go up and down almost as a whole. Like none of that sort of computes in my brain. So yeah, really just trying to tap into Thomas's economic brain and his understanding, and trying to, I guess, convey that in a term that's in a way that's interesting you know, hopefully entertaining for people rather than, you know, Thomas can tend to just sort of rattle on a bit. So, you know, shut him down and bring it back to something a bit more lighthearted, perhaps.
So I'm really excited for this show, Adam and Thomas. I think economics is something that Bryce and I haven't touched on in any great detail. So we're pretty excited to learn more from you, Thomas, and, you know, get a better grasp of everything from, you know, GDP to interest rates, all those macroeconomic terms and factors that have such an influence on investing. So I guess to give us a taste of the show, what are some of the common myths out there around economics that you're hoping to bust?
Yeah, I think it starts with that being that economics is impenetrable and that there's all this jargon and it gets really boring really quickly. And I think that's just sort of the nature of the beast, but it doesn't have to be that way. And I think you can attack it in a way that's accessible and anchor it in the real world, anchor it in people's lives and the decisions that they're actually making, particularly, and that's really easy if they're investors, but even if they're just sort of generally interested in how the world works, you know, you can break it down and help people see how it all fits together. And the economy kind of works like a large organism and all these sort of bits sort of feed off each other. And once you sort of start to understand those relationships, then the bigger picture sort of starts to come into view. So I'm excited for that. That's one of our agendas that we're bringing. And I think right now it's a really interesting time in economics. Economics is in the middle of a paradigm shift as a discipline. Central banks are playing a role that they've never played before. Monetary policy is an entirely new beast. And right now, no one knows how that works. No one knows what that's going to look like, what the next 10 years is, how the next 10 years is going to unfold. Yeah, so I think it's going to be really exciting to sort of think through this in real time as it's unfolding and as people are getting their heads around the new realities. So I think that's going to be exciting for us.
Even going a step further with that, just following on from what Thomas said there, so we're really interested in, I guess, starting out with, you know, a kind of an introduction to a lot of this stuff. So for me, you know, I don't know half the time what Thomas is talking about. So really kind of doing an economics 101, but not in a textbook kind of university boring way, but doing it in kind of hopefully a fun way that you can get your head around, or I can get my head around, you know, all the different jargon and the different mechanics involved in what makes the economy tick. And then I figure if I can get my head around it and understand it, that's going to give a really good grounding to the listeners out there who are going to, you know, really benefit from having that knowledge as well. So so that's really kind of the approach we're taking to start with, is just do a kind of economics, 101 to begin with, the first few episodes, and then we'll get into more of the, I guess, the meat, which is current events and things like the US election and what that means for the economy and what that means for Australia and trade wars and all the rest of it, how that affects everyone out there.
Yeah, I think it's a really good complement to the Equity Mates community because, as Alex sort of mentioned, we focus a lot on, I guess, the detail of investing in companies and how everything works at that sort of micro level, whereas it's really important to understand what is happening at a macro level to help inform investing decisions, but also, I guess, inform much greater money decisions in your life. So I think what you guys are trying to achieve is awesome and will be a great complement to what we're also trying to do. So I'm very much looking forward to it. Adam, what myths are you trying to bust about comedy?
The comedians are always funny, I guess, is the big one. No, I don't know. I mean, a lot. I used to get this question quite a lot as people come up to me after a show and they say, "Hey, do you write all your jokes or do you just get up there and just kind of wing it?" And so I think to me, like, of course we write everything. Like, you know, as a comedian, you write all your gags and, you know, there's not many people that can just wing it. But good news, I'm just going to be trying to wing this show. So yeah, we'll see. But
Nice. Well, that's our style, fast and loose, right? One quick question before we just understand maybe what the first couple of episodes are going to be about. Obviously, we have to tag this for the iTunes charts. Are we putting this under business or are you putting this under comedy?
Ooh.
I'll let you two take that offline.
I think we've got to go for business. I don't think we're going to compete in the comedy market.
Jeez, Adam, that's casting aspersions on you.
Gee.
Watch out, Joe Rogan. We've got an economics podcast coming for you.
We'll have a think about that one. But you mentioned there, Adam, that the first sort of 10 episodes are going to be a macro 101, which is a great way to start. Give everyone an understanding of the basics that they'll need to understand as you then progress through the journey of this show. So what can we expect from episode one?
So episode one is just going to be exactly that. It's just a real introductory episode to macroeconomics. Some of the terms, but hopefully not too many. Getting people's heads around the different parts of what makes up the macroeconomic picture, I guess. You know, GDP. There's an acronym for you. I don't know what it means yet, but in episode one, we hope to find out.
And Tom, what about episode two?
I could add just a little bit of information to that.
Thomas is the older brother too. You'll find this happens a lot.
I think the first episode we're looking at our reference point. So with the economy as a term is quite nebulous, and it means something different depending on who's using it and the context it's being used in. And so we're just saying, what are our reference points? Why do we care about the economy? What are we actually talking about? If the data is good data, what is it good in relation to? What are we sort of interested in? How does that sort of the economy or whatever that, however we define that, interface with the world and the things that we care about? And so that's sort of our starting point. And then from there, in the second episode, we're planning to get into our headline indicators. And these are the things like GDP, as Adam mentioned, and just give a bit of a framework for how all the data, because one of the challenges with economics is it's very data driven. So if you're not savvy, if you haven't spent a lot of time with data and understanding those terms, it can be a bit overwhelming. So in that second episode, we're just going to give people a really simple framework for understanding the entire universe of economic data and how it fits together. Actually, sounds pretty ambitious now I say that.
Is it too late for me to pull
sounds
out?
Awesome. Or
is
this...
Now, we have three official policies here at Equity Mates. Firstly, that we will, I'll go from the bottom up. One, we hate paperwork. Two, we hate fees. And then number three, we hate jargon. I guess the question is, are you guys going to embrace those policies as well? Jargon-free economics show?
Yeah, we can do it. There's no fee about that. Is it too late for me to pull out?
Yeah, that's it. We're both out. Thanks for having us, mate. It's been fun.
Sunk the show.
No, I think that's definitely an agenda, and that Adam's going to carry that agenda because he doesn't understand any of the jargon. So he's going to have full license to pull me up if I start drifting off into the lingo too much.
Yeah, think about that show, An Idiot Abroad. Do you remember that? Where with Carl Pilton, where he went out, tried to make sense of the Eastern world or whatever. I think it's a lot like me walking into the world of economics. There's going to be lots of jargon and things that we're going to unpick, and that's to me is really key, right? So I get my friends that come to me and they want economics and investment kind of advice because they know my brother's an economist. So hopefully. If I can understand it, then everyone can understand it and we can all kind of go on that journey together. So, yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. Very much looking forward to episode one. The launch is Wednesday, the 25th of November. So we're not too far away, just in a week's time or so. So keep your ears tuned for that. Head over to the feed now and subscribe so you don't miss the first episode. Just a reminder, that is 21st of November, Wednesday 21st. Comedian versus Economist is
25th,
is what
wasn't
it's
it,
called.
Bryce?
Yeah, Bryce.
25th. Sorry, what did I say?
21st.
Sorry, 25th of November.
You guys said you needed some help, so it's lucky we got here when we did, by the sounds of things.
Look, whether it's the 21st or the 25th, the feed is live now. So subscribe today. So whenever Bryce decides is the right date to drop the first episode, you'll be subscribed and it'll appear.
Man, Bryce has got the date wrong and Alex under a blanket. This is all going well so far.
It's only up from here. Yeah. It's only up from here.
No, boys, very much looking forward to it. I'm sure there's going to be plenty of laughs. Usually it's pretty hard to keep Alec under control when it comes to speaking, but all I've heard from him is a lot of chuckling under the blanket for the last 20 minutes. So
I don't want to know what he's doing under there. Honestly, that creates a really weird visual for me.
Yeah.
Adam and Thomas, the economist, we're very much looking forward to it and wishing you all the best with the launch and a successful podcast from here. Glad you're part of the Equity Mates community. I'm sure that you're going to be adding a lot of value to their journey as well as those that join thanks to the work that you're going to be doing. So looking forward to it, and we'll be getting you on the show to see how it's all going later on down the track.
Fantastic. Yeah, thanks for having us. We're really excited to build on the work you guys have been doing. It's been awesome. So yeah, really grateful to be here.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.